And now, just in case you didn't consume enough sweets over the last few days, a conversation about dessert.
That's right. In the era of organic basil, sea salt, ice creams, and artisanal bacon-scented foams, Judy Rosenberg is into her fourth decade knocking out unpretentious classic treats at her four Rosie's Bakery locations around Boston. I met up with her this morning at the original shop in Inman Square to make something from her latest book of recipes, the Rosie's Bakery All-Butter, Cream-Filled, Sugar-Packed Baking Book.
Well, you know, my philosophy is that you should eat a healthy diet, exercise a lot, and on occasion, indulge.
And the listeners can't see that you are quite a svelte lady.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And you've been able to maintain that despite your chosen career.
Yeah, I have found that if I try to completely remove things that I absolutely adore from my diet, it backfires.
So that said, we have an item here that is good for, say, a New Year's brunch?
Absolutely. This is like a blueberry muffin breakfast coffee cake. So if you could think of a blueberry muffin in the form of a cake, this would be it. So we have our 1.5 cups of sugar, and we're going to take our 1¼ sticks of room temperature butter, which we're opening here, and we're just going to plop it in, and we're going to turn our mixer on and allow that to get just nice and fluffy. Now, there are people who like to bake with margarine, but I have to say I am totally committed to butter. I think the flavor, the texture, it's just a completely superior experience.
I feel like the tide has turned on margarine. I don't hear Absolutely. About anybody using margarine anymore.
It's true, because margarine has actually proven to be less healthy than butter.
If that's possible.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my mother telling me that my grandmother in the old days, she lived to be 100, and she used to eat bread with her butter. Okay, so we've done that, and now we're going to take 2 eggs, crack them, 1, 2, and we're going to add 1.5 teaspoons of pure vanilla, and we're just going to continue to blend that until it looks like it's creamy, fluffing up a little bit, giving it a little bit more volume. Okay, so we're going to put about 1/3 cup of the, it's 2 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, which I blended together. And I'm going to put about 1/3 of that into the batter. Give it a few slow whisks. Pour now 1/2 of the milk in. Add 1/3 of the flour, 1/2 of the milk, 1/3 of the flour.
And we're just barely working this in.
Yeah, and what I'm going to do now is stop the mixer. I'm going to do some mixing by hand so that we don't overmix this, okay?
And it's kind of a lumpy mess.
It's lumpy.
But you want to go with it that way.
You want to go with it that way because when you make muffins, the key to a good muffin is keeping it a little bit lumpy.
Like pancakes.
Like pancakes, exactly. So right now I'm going to add 1¾ cups of these absolutely gorgeous blueberries that I found. I got these at Shaw's. They're not cheap in the season, but they're worth it for New Year's. We're going to scatter them in and very gently by hand fold them into the batter. Now, I'm going to grease my pan with butter, but I'm going to tell you a very wonderful little trick that I've been doing lately. I cut a strip of parchment that overlaps 2 sides of the pan so that when I'm done baking, I can actually lift the cake out if need be.
It's like a sling.
Yeah, like a sling. And by doing so, I could serve the cake whole, or I could then cut it more easily than if it's in the pan. And I have found this to be a wonderful thing. I do this all the time now. I do it with brownies. I do it with pound cakes. I just love parchment. So we're going to plop this beautiful batter. Oh my God, it's velvety and beautiful.
It is.
We're going to put this in a preheated 325 degree oven, and we're going to let it bake for 25 to 30 minutes. After we do that, we're going to make a wonderful brown sugar cinnamon butter, of course, topping that we're going to put on the cake after it's been partially baked. We're going to set our timer, and we're going to clean up.
Well, I have found that this is the key to successful baking, especially during the holidays when you have lots of people over and there's lots and lots of dishes, is to clean as you go.
As you go along.
Well, while you're doing that, just flipping through your book here, the Rosie's Bakery All Butter Cream Filled Sugar Packed Baking Book. There's some hilarious recipes in there. It, like, my favorite is the brownie shortbread, which is literally a layer of shortbread dough with brownie batter on top.
Right.
In case you don't know which one you want.
That's exactly right. And now there's also the double whammies, which is a layer of chocolate chip cookie dough and a layer of brownie all baked together, because those are America's two favorite all-American treats. No question about it. And those are really yummy.
It's a really unpretentious book. It's very homey. At the same time, though, it's precise and I have found kind of smart. I like the portions of the book where you talk, for instance, in theory, about how one produces chewy cookies versus cakey cookies,
right,
or crispy cookies. You're not just giving people recipes, you're telling people the theory behind how to produce these various results.
Right. Well, you know, I have never trained as a baker. I've never taken a class, and all my baking just came from a combination of passion of eating and trial and error, and by so doing, learning how things work. And there just are so many variables. So you mustn't get discouraged. You must look and see. If you think, for instance, that the edges are dry, then you have to look in my book and see that maybe it's because you used a dark pan, which you need to reduce the heat for. Or maybe it's because your oven is just calibrated differently than my oven. And so then you have to take that information, try it again, and just as you continue to do that, you'll get it to perfection if it doesn't come out the first time. That's how I learned.
Tell me about how you started. It all began down the street in Harvard Square, right?
Yes. Well, I had majored in French at Berkeley in California. Then I had come back here and waitressed at the Blue Parrot in Harvard Square.
Mm-hmm.
In my waitressing, I just decided at one point that maybe I had some creativity and I should go to art school. So I went to the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, got out of art school, went back to waitressing, and one day on a lark, decided to bake some Valentine's Day cookies, sugar cookies cut into hearts and glazed and colored frostings with little plastic angels and feathers, and bring them around to galleries and boutiques in the Harvard Square area, which I did. And there was one bakery, the Baby Watson Cheesecake Bakery, which only sold cheesecake, and I brought them there as well. And the next day, they called me and they said, "We love the cookies. What else can you bake?" And I just absolutely knew at that point that everything I had done all came together in this thing that there was no question in my mind I was going to do. And I came to Inman Square, where we are right at this moment, and opened my first bakery here in 1978. Then from there on, it was Chestnut Hill. Because in those days, I was the only game in town. I had a lot of people coming from Newton and Chestnut Hill, and I knew that was a good place to be. So I opened there, and then South Station.
How's business been lately? As you mentioned, you used to be the only game in town for decent baked goods. Now you've got flour, and you've got all the cupcake places.
Right. Well, there's no question about the fact that it's harder to be a small business person in this day and age. Because even if a Starbucks opens up near you, you know, it eats into your business. I feel proud that I've actually managed to stay here for all this time.
Well, shall we make the crumb topping for our cake?
Let's make the topping now. Okay. It's flour, cinnamon, sugar, and brown sugar, and salt. And we're going to put it into our food processor. Then we're going to take a stick of unsalted butter, and then we're going to pulse this until it all comes together in a kind of a clumpy texture, like that. And then you just want to take these clumps and, like, distribute them over the top of the cake, and you're going to continue to bake it until the cake is done. I think it's another 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, and now through the magic of radio, here is a finished cake. Would you mind if I claimed the corner piece?
Oh, you want a corner?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a corner guy.
I was getting you a center.
Oh, my God. That is so buttery. The title of your book does not lie. That is butter filled.
It is buttery. It is buttery. And great, you know, to wake up to on New Year's Day. This and what's that drink with the orange juice and the champagne?
Mimosa.
This yeah. and a mimosa.
Nailed it.
And
this
you're
and
set
a mimosa.
For the day. Mm.
Judy Rosenberg, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. He won't
Judy Rosenberg runs four Rosie's Bakery locations around Boston. That recipe for blueberry muffin breakfast cake from her new all-butter, cream-filled, sugar-packed baking book is available at RadioBoston.org.
Oh, my God, I feel a pound heavier just listening to that story.
Me too,
Adam.
Guy.
Stay with us. Coming up, Joe Fletcher, the former Foxborough English teacher, joins us to talk about his band, The Wrong Reasons, and their upcoming New Year's Eve show in Cambridge. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.